Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming out. So I'm Denise Daly, the Executive Director of Parker Street, and today I just want to go through some of our programs and our services that we offer. It was some time ago, I was with some friends, and we were reading Galatians 6. Verse 9 resonated with me. It says, "Let us not be weary in doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Now it resonated because it reminds me that the more you do good, the more you portray Christ in your everyday life and what you do. And that also speaks to what we do at Parker Street. A little bit about my background. I was born in Jamaica, land of wood and water, and the land of approximately 50% endemic plants that are medicinal. I then moved to Canada, specifically Winnipeg, but of course, sometimes we have the winter peg days, minus 50s and the plus 30s. Then I'm now here living in Halifax. So my family and I recently came to Halifax, which is a nice blend of the island, the ocean, the trees. So it's quite welcoming. Professionally, I've worked as a lecturer, research scientist, consultations for health seminars, wellness seminars, nutrition, food, and the basis of food being medicine, food being how we can help our health and our wellness. So, what brought me to Parker Street? The motivation was this: the accessibility of nutritious food to combat food insecurity, to promote overall mental health and wellness, and to help people to improve their lives within the community, providing for those in need and dedicating to improving the lives of those in our community. That's the mandate of Parker Street, and it blended well with some of my background of doing volunteer work in health and wellness, community outreach, and helping those in the community that need it. Ezekiel 47 verse 12, it says, "The fruits will be for food and the leaves for healing." God has provided what we need for food. We have our resources, so how can we make it accessible to those that have it, that don't have it, if we have and we can share? So that brought me to Parker Street. So Parker Street was founded in 1983, started in a single car garage with the same premise of, if you can do good. And as you do good, it grows and the Lord will realize your work that you're doing. The charity was then registered in 1991 and under the name Community Care Network Society. And then over the years, Parker Street have now grown from that single car garage to what it is today on 2415 Maynard Street, the largest independent food bank in Nova Scotia. Our mission, working with our community to provide food, furniture, and emergency assistance to those in need. And with that, our vision is to work together to create a hunger-free community and to improve the lives of those in need. So what are some of the services and the programs that we offer? So at Parker Street, we have our food bank, we have a furniture bank, and we have a clothing and houseware bank. So there's a need within the community, and over time, Parker Street has implemented different programs, different services to service or to answer the call. Some of our annual programs, we have our back to school program that is coming up in August. We have some flyers here as well. It's August 25th and 26th. We have our Christmas in July, which is actually today. However, with rain in Halifax, we may put it to next week, Tuesday. We have a fall coat drive, and as the name suggests, September to October, we also make available coats, winter jackets for those in the community that need it. Our Christmas hamper, again, during that season, we ensure that our clients, the community, have access to dinner, to food, and we provide that experience for them during the Christmas time. Emergency assistance is also one of our ongoing programs, and we'll talk a little bit more about it in the coming slides. Last year in 2021, Parker Street supported over 6,700 people within the HRM. So our impact is growing, and the need is still there today, 38 years later. Looking at our food service program, started the entire Parker Street work, where we provide food free of cost to those in the community that need it. Now we have our food bank, we have our food service program, we do deliveries, and we also have walk-ins. When are we open? Monday to Friday. We're open and we do serving from 8:30 to 2 p.m. So if there's someone in need, they can come to Parker Street, 2415 Maynard Street. They can sign the form, let the team know that, you know, this is my first time or this is my appointment time, and they will get a food box. That food box is prepared based on the family's need. If it's a single family, if it's five members, whatever the size, we try to make the box accordingly. On Tuesdays, we have deliveries because, again, we realize that some persons in need cannot make it to the food bank, so we facilitate that by carrying the food to them. And again, once they register and just let us know, they're added to the list for our food delivery program. With these programs in 2021, over 10,000 food boxes were delivered. And we drove, or we did the food delivery for over 2,100. So 10,000 boxes were given out, and 2,000 of those we brought to clients who needed it. What's in our food box? Quite nutritious. Again, we have to promote health. We want to ensure that when we're providing food, it's food that will enrich the body. So you have a protein source, you have starch source, you have vegetables, sometimes it's fresh, frozen or canned, fruits, desserts or some pastry, dairy, bread, and so on. We also offer special items such as tissue, feminine products, household cleaners, anything that we have, if they ask, or if we have it available, we make it available to the community. So this is an example of how our food boxes typically look, especially during the summertime when we have lots of fresh fruits and vegetables. So you have your fruits, your fat source, your protein, your whichever source, and we ensure that these families can have nutritious meals until their next appointment. As we do this every 3 weeks, we try to facilitate the same families and to reach as many persons in the community as possible. Our furniture bank, it started in 1995, again, with the need. The need was there. You had new immigrants, refugee families, persons in the community that fell on hard times. They needed furniture. And as such, the birth of the furniture bank. Now we've done, or we're currently doing, furniture collection. So persons will donate furniture to our food bank, and then we also give it to our clients. Our clients just let us know their needs, and we sometimes will have a wait list based on the demand. Sometimes it's readily available in our warehouse, and we make that available to our clients. We also have furniture for sale at our thrift store, and these also go towards servicing our programs after sale. So what are some of the furniture pieces we also give to clients and we have available? Like mattress or beds, the full beds. We have tables and chairs and anything that's needed that can facilitate where our clients are based, their homes. Then we have them and we make them available to them. So all orders are subject to availability. However, the furniture you require, if it's not in stock, there's a wait list available. And we communicate, we keep in contact with our clients to let them know, hey, we got a bed, it's a full-size bed, can it fit the apartment based on that, all that. Or if we need to wait on a twin size, and we make them know, we now have it, let's deliver it to you, when are you available? And the team goes out and do that. So our furniture services also expanded to where some of the pieces that we get, if it's old, it has scratches, we also refurbish. So if you, for example, we have that chair, we have an upholstery department, and we do the carpentry workshop, we improve it. So when it enters or when it goes to our client's home, they feel fulfilled. They feel like they received help, and now they can start making plans to improve the quality of their lives. Our clothing bank, we also make clothes available to our community members. Now we're doing a list, similar to the application form. They make us know, for example, they have 2-3 kids, or they just need some pants, shirt, whatever the need is, they just write it down on our forms, and the team will find those clothes, make them a nice package, and then they pick it up. Sometimes they're there at the food bank, and the team just goes to the clothing bank section and just pick out the items that they need and help the clients in need. So household items are also a part of this as well. So if they need dishware, small appliances, lamps, linens, we try to facilitate. So if we have it, we also give our clients. All orders, again, if we have it, we make it. If it's available, they'll get these items. Now, to access, persons can register. If they're not a client, they can become a client just by registering with an ID. And if it's a child, they let us know the needs. And once they have that, we can now be in contact with them and let them know, and they let us know. We also have pop-up yard sales. For example, last month in June, we had a yard sale, which is free. So we make household items and clothing items available, and they'll come and pick items that can fit whichever person within the household. So we try to make that one of our services to the community as well. So this is our clothing bank yard sale in June, and over 119 families or persons came by, and it was a rainy day. So I can imagine that more would have been a part of this if it was a nice sunny day like today. But it was a good turnout, and we appreciated it. And the clients appreciated the opportunity to shop around and to get the items. Our emergency assistance program. This is where utilities and medications we help to facilitate with our clients. These clients are low or fixed income background, have backgrounds, and sometimes they fall on difficult times. Sometimes life gets hard, things happen, and they're unable to pay their bills. With that, or to pay for the medication. So with that, when they let us know, they give us a call, they send us an email, we assess their application, and we then make the payment to the utility company or to the pharmacy so we can assist them in their everyday life. That's one less thing they have to think about, one less stress, and a better mental health leads to a better physical health. So we look at our heating bills, power bills, medication, and once you have, you're in a situation that we'll call that crisis or that overwhelming situation, just reach out to Parker Street and we will try our best to facilitate. And again, it's based on funding availability. Our back to school program, that is now underway, where we're looking for donations towards our back to school program. We look for supplies, whether it's pencils, erasers, markers, backpacks, water bottles, any school-related supplies. Once it's new or unused, then we make a nice package for our clients or for our children. So all the way to university age. So each year we pack backpacks based on the grade level, grade one all the way to university. We try to reach out to the schools to ensure to look at their list of supplies that they require for that age, and we try to get donations for that, and we pack it in a bag. So each child will get a backpack with the supplies they need so they can further their education and continue. So if you're interested, we have some posters here on how you can drop off your donations, get some back-to-school supplies, and let us know, and we pass it on to the clients in our community. Our Christmas hamper program, it's a sponsorship program as well. It supplies a decorated hamper box filled with ingredients to prepare a delicious, healthy turkey dinner. There's also a vegetarian option. The children in the families are not forgotten as well, so we also do a toy drive at that time. And they're able to get toys for the season as well, based on their age. So we'll pack a package for 4-year-olds versus 10-year-olds versus the teenagers. So everyone feel a sense of community during that cold season. Now, our Christmas sponsor program, families are asked to submit their Christmas wish list through this program. And a secret sponsor will help to purchase and wrap the Christmas gift for them. Now, not every application will be able to be approved, but those who are not approved will still receive some toys with the Christmas hamper. So again, based on availability, we reach as many families as possible. With our back-to-school program, for example, last year we reached approximately 1,000 students went back to school with new backpacks, new back-to-school supplies. With our hamper program, the numbers were also similar. So we try as best as possible to help our clients throughout the seasons. This is our toy drive, where again, based on the setup, we put the toys out, and based on their age group, they'll go to their station, and then they're able to choose the toys based on the wish list. We try to make that wish list as close to what they want as possible, and our team go out and they help and they let them feel like, hey, this is a season for giving. This is a season to be happy and family and community working together. Our Christmas in July program, as the name suggests, is July 26th, which is today. Now, we had rain scheduled for, well, scheduled. We have rain in the forecast for today in Halifax. So our rain date is next week, Tuesday. We will be giving out free toys and clothing to persons in the community. We'll be setting up in the parking lot. And again, it's free. They just come on down, whether they're clients or not registered, and then they can choose, based on their household, what they need. Free toys, clothes, houseware, and so forth. So what are some of the other programs we hope to bring on board? A food and nutrition club. Food is the starting point of our health and wellness in so many of our chronic diseases. Right. So teaching our youth, teaching our adults how to prepare nutritious food, how to identify and use our nutritious food and what you have on a budget is the aim of this program. So if you can prepare nutritious food with what you have in the food box or with a small budget with your fixed income, that's the aim. That's also helping your health and your wellness overall. Ensuring you have proteins, ensuring you have a little fruit and vegetable, ensuring there's a little color when you're preparing your meals, a little red, a little yellow, a little green, because each of those colors add to some medicinal value to your meal. So you try to have that at breakfast, at lunch, at dinner, if not all three, at least once a day, if not once a day, at least once a week. So we will try to entrench that information of nutrition and food knowledge, that when you eat, it's how it impacts your body. So we hope to bring that program on board. So we're currently looking or seeking funding for that aspect. Our computer program, with the increased use of technology, we want to say okay to our clients. We're trying to keep you also current with the times. We're reaching out to companies to get computers, laptops, tablets, whatever electronic or technological device that can help our students. It would be, again, towards our student population, grade one to university. And with this program, it's in accordance with our back to school. So it will be coupled to introduce that computer workshop or seminar, and then they'll have that computer to use for their school or their academic year and onwards. Parker Street also makes items available to the low and fixed income population through our thrift store. So we have two thrift stores. There's one in Dartmouth on 110 Woodlawn Avenue, And there's also one in Herring Cove in Spryfield. Now, these stores also sell clothing and paintings, mirrors, kitchenware, small household appliances, CDs, DVDs, or furniture. So if you want that vintage piece that you had in your childhood, you're like, where can I find it? Chances are you could find it at Parker Street Thrift Store. So because there are great things in store, right? So come down, check the store, and you might find some of the pieces that you had in your childhood. Check out our CDs or novels. And you're like, yeah, I read that when I was 12 or 30 and so on. So we have quite a few items there available. And our prices are remarkable, and our clients, we see the smiles every time they come in and every time they leave. So it's doing good work, and we ask for continuous support with our thrift stores as well. Some updates. Our truck fund, our new truck fund, we made it, and we must say thank you and thank God. Thank you for the community. Everyone chipped in. I remember looking at that bar. Do you remember when the bar was at almost zero, and over the year we've seen it grow? And that is the goodness of God and the contribution of you, the community, and all the work that was that went in to us working together as a team and helping those in our community. So we have met our goal, so now we're waiting on the truck with the supply chain that's happening. So as soon as the truck is here, the community, you will definitely know and see. We hope to reach many more with our food deliveries, with our furniture delivery. So there are great things in store here as well. Friends of Parker Street, our 5K. So this is coming on board this year. We're doing this as a Parker Street team, but we're also inviting friends of Parker Street to come walk with us. Halifax is beautiful. Point Pleasant is a nice scenic park. And we just want to fellowship, walk, and be healthy together. So it's going to be a 5K. It's team building. And the aim of this 5K is a health and wellness initiative. We can walk together, talk, meet, greet. And next year, we hope to make this a fundraising event where we raise funds towards our back-to-school program and overall operations. Because again, each one can reach one and help one. So the more we work together, we can impact our health, we can fellowship together, and we can walk and enjoy nature together. So this will be August 13. So try to put it in your calendar so I'll see some familiar faces at Point Pleasant Park. We start at 8 a.m. So it's going to be a nice weather thus far, we're looking. So we'll pray for that, and we'll be out at that time. So how can you help the community through Parker Street? A lot of times we have a passion, and to implement that passion, you're like, what do I do? Where do I start? Okay, we are here. Parker Street is now here, where if you have a passion, come and talk to us. More than likely, we'll have a program to help facilitate your passion for helping in whichever area. Is it volunteering? You're able to volunteer your time? You can come as a group, or you can come as an individual. We have different areas where your time would be valued and would be appreciated, and the clients will also reap that benefit as well. If it's sharing, you have so many, you have skills, you have your techniques, you have services that you provide. You can also help us, Parker Street, help the community whichever service you provide. Is it technology? Are you good at writing? Are you good at working with children or the elderly? Are you a nurse or a teacher? Any skill, any technique, you can share, you can assist with us. There's also environmental. If you like the environment and the outdoors, you like to recycle. Parker Street has a program for that as well. With our furniture department, for example, when we take some of our furniture items, we upcycle. So instead of those items going to the dump, we refurbish it, we fix it up, we make it into, we tell our clients some of the things you can make this into, like a DIY project if they're interested. And we try to get some of those items out of the landfill and into another home. So we do that through our furniture program, through our thrift store. So we try to recycle as part of our environmental action. donating, if you would like to also raise funds on behalf of Parker Street or to donate to Parker Street, this also helps to sustain all the programs and services that we offer. And also our clients feel the impact and we reach even more clients with more funds that come in. Sometimes you're able to donate food. We also accept that as well. So you can raise a food, start a food bank, a food drive, whether it's at your office, at your community, any event. And with that food, you just bring it to 2415 Maynard, and it will be a part of our inventory that we use to fill our food boxes. If you're not able to bring it down, just give us a call. We will pick it up. Because the more we have, the more we can give. So this is a part of our corporate social responsibility, sustainable development program, where Parker Street is helping not only individuals, but companies, small business, corporations, bridge that gap of community involvement, environmental action, and economic growth. So there are different ways in which we can donate. We can help the community. You can donate online, parkerstreet.org. You can go through Canada Helps. You can donate directly to Parker Street as one of your bill payments. You can add us and it comes monthly or bi-weekly or quarterly or annually. We appreciate every donation at any time. And we mentioned the food drives and dropping off food or funds or supplies or whichever for whichever program. We are at Maynard Street from 7 to 4 p.m. So there's always someone there. If there's no one, you can call us. And that's only if it's outside of those times. Or you can request that we pick up the furniture, the food, or the funds for our program. Because together, again, each one can reach one. So one can help one family or one individual. So Parker Street is here to partnership with you, with companies, with corporations. So our partnership program, Parker Street is right there as the bridge. We link you to those in need. So there's a call for food security. There's a call for help in mental health and wellness and just relieving some of the stress. So we bridge the gap where you can help those members in the community. So we appreciate every donation. We ask for more donation and more drives, food drives, fundraising events, so we can reach more. And that's the mandate of Parker Street. Each one can reach one as we aim to improve the lives of those in need in our community. So with that, I'd like to say thank you so much for your attention. And thank you so far for your donations and for your help and your work with Parker Street. We are online, so a lot of our updates are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and we try to let the community know what's happening in Parker Street and how they can help. So you can also follow us online and be aware of what's happening. Thank you so much for your time, and that's my message today. You can let me know if you have any questions. How do we get the funds? So we accept, you can do it online. You can pay online through our park. Yes. How do we get funds to operate? We do grants. So we apply for grants and we have weekly donations and monthly donations that come in. And corporations or companies will just donate sometimes. So we have to apply for grants, and then we also have the goodwill of the community. Those in the community who can, they help us as well. The government has grants as well that you can apply for, but you have to fit the eligibility criteria, so you can look at the different grants they have available, and if it matches what your mandate is, then you can apply and make a strong application and pray that they see it and find it and give you some of the funds. Yes. Any other questions? All right. Yes.
Computer. Computer training. I thought I saw that there.
Yes, that is one of the programs we hope to bring on board, where the computer initiative, where we are looking at tablets, laptops, whatever computer, and then we'll have a workshop to train those clients, students that are eligible for the computers, so how to use it and different things. So they'll have a, we'll have a certified computer personnel to train them for that.
And with the furniture refinishing, don't some of these people get training to do that kind of work?
That's another program we had a number of years ago, and we're hoping to bring back, where we have the practicum students come in and help and learn more and skills development for our furniture program. And then they can go on to either work in furniture or go to the college, NSCC, and so on.
Of the funds that you do receive, what is the percentage that ends up having to go to overhead?
Overhead costs? Sometimes we have specific funds for specific programs. So we try to allocate our funds accordingly. So if you give a fund and say this is for the back-to-school program, then it's 100% back-to-school program. If this is for the new truck fund, it's a 100% new truck fund. There's also this section that says, I'll give funds to where needed most, it goes to where needed most. And if it's where needed most, sometimes we'll split the percentages, like 10 or 20% to overheads and the rest to the programs. So that's our split up. If it's a specific fund you'd want to donate, then it goes directly to the fund, 100%. Any other questions? No? Well, with that, I thank you again for your time and your attention. And we have some flyers here for our back-to-school program, and you can let me know if you have any more questions. Thank you.